Welcome to On Fire Radio. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Buller. I am here at Meet the Authors at the Cats Cafe. I am enjoying my day, and it hadn't even started yet. These are some awesome, awesome authors that we have, and we have Rob Johnson up first. So welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire. Ron, how are you this evening?
I'm doing well. Thanks a lot, Aaliyah. Thanks a lot. I'm doing just wonderful. Excited to be here in Atlanta, Georgia, meeting new people and just being in the mix of this Cats Cafe with the Meet the Authors of Dr. Edward Mulmack and Crystal Chanel and the rest of the people that are here.
Great. I'm so honored and excited about having you on the show. This is a special edition. You know, you would normally do Tuesday night, but you know, when you have your own network, you can do it like that. So I praise God for that. But again, thank you and welcome to On Fire to Inspire. So Rob, tell us, who is Rob Johnson?
Well, Rob Johnson is an avid father, a loving husband, and a person from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, with many challenges that he overcame in his life. There was a point in time where I wasn't able to function normally. I wasn't supposed to be where I am today. I beat the odds and beat the statistics, you know, coming from mental illness, being institutionalized for 2 months, back at a point where I had lost my mind, but God, hey, brought me back from that dead loophole and just gave me new vision and new purpose, you know. Once I ran the streets with gangs, sold drugs, overcame all of that when my wife got pregnant and, you know, turned my life around, decided to go to school, get a college education to make a better life for my son. You know, I didn't know my father, don't know who he is, so I wanted to break that cycle. I knew all of the trouble and the pain that I caused my mother, the tears, and then what I did coming up to survive and make it, and I knew that I didn't want to bring that burden on my wife and my son, unborn son. So it was just, you know, but God, my life, you know, I just give all the glory to God, because like I said, statistically, I'm not supposed to be where I am today, but I beat the odds, and I am a survivor. I am a motivational speaker, a life coach, a college graduate with a bachelor's degree in business, you know. Didn't graduate high school, dropped out of high school in ninth grade a month into it, but, you know, just God is just wonderful. I can't give him enough glory, because if I hadn't had faith and a strong, solid upbringing in my roots as a kid with church as a foundation, I wouldn't probably know how to do what I do today. But, you know, I was always able to go back to those roots. They say once you raise a child up in the way that he's supposed to go, if he departs from those ways, he still eventually will find himself back to where he's supposed to be.
Exactly. We have that example from the prodigal son, right?
Yes, 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 indeed, indeed.
Amen, amen. One of the things I love that you said, I beat the odds, I overcame. And so I love to say that, you know, you're not a survivor, you're an overcomer and a thriver. So that's your new tagline. I am an overcomer and I am a thriver.
That works, that works. Indeed, I am an overcomer and a thriver, because I could have gave up. There was times that it's on this journey, and I'm still not where I want to be, but I'm not where I was. And on this journey, it's been rough, some roadblocks and some bumps and bruises along the way. But for some reason, I find something worth going for and some passion that keeps letting that fire die out. It keeps igniting and igniting, and I go at it stronger and harder and make new connections, and doors are opening, different doors and different arenas. So, you know, that's my whole purpose. That's what my book, The Epitome of Defeat, is about. You know, it talks about not giving up, because on the other end of defeat is success. If you find something worth fighting for that you're really passionate about, like if you put something positive into the universe, and that negative stuff that you go after, like some people do, you know, and you give all your energy to that, if you can turn it around and give it to something positive, the rewards are so great. You get a great feeling of achieving your goals and just accomplishing different things. And then, you know, you just keep going and keep fighting.
That is so true. So tell us how they can find your books and how they can connect with you.
Yeah, my books are available at barnesandnobles.com. The Epitome of Defeat by Rob Johnson. My CD, The How to Build a Prosperous Life, is available at amazon.com, cdbaby.com. You can find me on Facebook at R. Rob Johnson. That's my Facebook name. I'm there all the time. I do check those inboxes. You can also reach me by telephone, 414-316-8713.
All right. Great. Well, you heard it on Fire to Inspire with Mr. Rob Johnson from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, right here live at Cats Cafe. We'll be down here from 5:30 to 7:30. So if you're in the Atlanta, we want to see you come support these brothers. So thank you so much, Rob Johnson, for sharing our platform and gracing our platform this evening.
You're welcome. It's all my pleasure. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Well, next we have the Mr. Dr. Ed Womack gracing the stage here as he's getting in place. I tell you, it's all about living on purpose, being on purpose, and not just existing, but living the life that God has called you to live. See, you're already equipped. You're already qualified to be who he called you to be. All you got to do is walk in. Because there's greatness on the inside of you. So with that said, he is in place. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. Dr. Ed, how are you?
I'm blessed, highly favored, and just tickled to death to be here sitting next to you, Lady Aaliyah.
Amen, amen. Well, I'm going to change something that you just said. You're not tickled to death. You're tickled to life because there's power in our tongue. So you're tickled to life.
I take it.
Amen, amen. So we're going to do a preview because Dr. Ed is our guest for Tuesday night coming up. So we're not going to ask too many questions. But tell us a little bit about why you're here tonight and what we're doing.
So tonight I've been blessed with the honor of by Crystal Chanel Ministries to give my testimony, to share a little bit about my book, Back from Broken, and to also inspire some people, as you do on a frequent basis, inspire some people that may be sitting on the fence, that may be thinking about writing a book, and give them some real insight on how valuable their gift really and truly is.
Amen, amen. So you're here at Cats Cafe down in, you know the address here?
It's 907. 970 Piedmont Avenue. I had the numbers right. I just had them inverted in the wrong area.
So we are down here at 970 Piedmont Road at Cats Cafe. Make your way here so you can support these awesome brothers so they can speak some life into your life. They can share their story so they can help bless you and move you into your purpose and your passion. As I say each and every day when I do On Fire to Inspire, I said, my listeners, they're Elizabeth, and we're Mary, and their baby begins to leap as we talk. So their babies are leaping, and if they're already walking in their purpose, what's happening is like gasoline being poured on the fire. Yeah.
Ooh-wee.
And then if they're not, their babies start leaping so much they can't sit still no more. They got to live in the greatness that God has called them to.
Absolutely.
So I thank you tonight for being on purpose. And I want you to talk about your big event coming up that April 30th. Tell us a little bit about that.
My God, my God. So it has evolved and blossomed. Like you say, the gasoline has been poured on the baby and it's just blowing up. We are going to be at the beautiful Club Galleria April 30th with the Power Life Business Empowerment Conference, where we will have Dr. George C. Frazier as our keynote speaker. Dr. Reuben West, who's my personal coach, will be in the house speaking as well. We've got the Men of Vision, and then we've got the beautiful cast of amazing ladies from the metropolitan Atlanta area, featuring yours truly, the lady on fire to inspire, Miss Aaliyah Butler, be in the house as well. So it's just going to be a tremendous day of learning, exchanging information, providing tools and strategies to help that entrepreneur possibly sitting on the fence, that entrepreneur's already in the game. And even that seasoned entrepreneur might find something if they ain't careful.
And one thing I appreciate about with you brothers is you guys are so transparent. It helps the other person see that, hey, I'm human as well. And so that transparency says, now I can connect because there's an emotional tie there. And so I thank you for that as well. And now people can move into the greatness because they see someone that has walked through that, someone that has walked through the path of being in a place of brokenness, and now move into a place of healing and walking and running with that purpose, because that's what you're doing. You're walking in your purpose, you're walking on purpose, and you're living in purpose.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Every day.
So, Dr. Ed, what would you like to share with the listeners that says, Well, you don't understand what I've been through. What would you say to that listener?
That was a loaded question, because I ain't the one to tell that to. Certainly, I would, you know, encourage them to realize that first and foremost, where you are certainly going to be the end game of where you can be if you're willing to, one, renew your mind, two, transform the people, places, and things that you are surrounded by. And I will also say, don't give up before the miracle take place.
I love it. You heard it first here on Fire to Inspire. Dr. Ed, we truly, truly appreciate you. Now, mention your book to us.
Yeah, so the title of my book is Back and Broken, Happy, Joyous, and Indeed I Am Today. And it really and truly didn't even start out as a book. It actually started out as a journaling exercise when I was going through my fourth step in my Narcotics Anonymous path back from broken. And it was merely just me being transparent, putting everything on paper to purge myself and to cleanse myself. And then my little brother offered this challenge, and I said my younger brother, because he's about 6'9", he really ain't too little. But he threw a challenge out there. He said, well, why don't you write a book? I'm like, don't nobody want to hear what I got to say. And lo and behold, I took the challenge. I pressed through the process of getting the book done. And not only was it a blessing to accomplish something, but the blessings that I've seen people receive as a result of reading my book, engaging with me in ongoing coaching as well, has just been phenomenal.
I love it. So it's time to stop zipping and start living the life that you were declared to live. Well, Coach, we're not going to, we're not going to talk much more, because I don't want to, you know, break everything up for Tuesday.
We can't do it.
We
I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. They got
much.
To come back Tuesday
just
night.
Enough. So, make sure to tune in. 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, because we have Dr. Ed Womack on the platform of On Fire to Inspire. Make sure you come out and listen to us. The number is 929-477-2178, or you can listen by internet at www.blogtalkradio.com/onfiretoinspire. Again, you will hear Ms. On Fire to Inspire, Lil Butler, and Dr. Ed Womack. Thank you again for joining us tonight.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right,
appreciate
you,
Corey.
Great one. Yes.
All right. Awesome.